Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi there. Welcome back to the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Lindhagen, and today I want to talk to you, my small business owners, about why you need SEO. So if you've ever said, I can't do it, it's too complicated, I tried and it didn't work, SEO is just not something I can do in my niche, I want you to make a point of listening to today's episode and then really give it a try, because SEO or search engine optimization is by far the best free marketing channel for your small business. So let's start with what is SEO. SEO is search engine optimization. It is a process that we go through to help Google understand what your website is about. If you want new customers to find you on Google, you have to do SEO. Google is not going to show your website to new people without you doing proper SEO on it, because Google doesn't fully understand what your website is about without proper SEO. So that's first and foremost. If you want to be found on Google, you need to do SEO. Second, if you want free traffic coming to your website, you need to do SEO. So SEO, search engine optimization, is a process that we do on the website to help Google better understand what the website is about. When we've done SEO, we're more likely to show up in the search results when people are searching for answers or solutions or items to purchase that are related to their search that should be related to your business. When you've optimized your website, you're more likely to show up higher in the search results. And the higher you show up in the search results, the more likely you are to get traffic coming to your website, because here's a really important part. People trust the search results. They trust the Google organic results more than they trust ads. We also see a 10x increase in the click-through rate from the organic search results compared to ad results. So when a consumer is looking at Google and they're looking at search results, the number one result tends to get between 34 and 37% of all clicks for that particular keyword. The number one, or the ads, like our ideal goal for ads is a 3% conversion. So if you can rank in position number one, you get on average 34 to 37% of the traffic, depending on which study you're reading. If you are buying ads, you're buying traffic, bidding on keywords, you're going to be lucky to get a 3% conversion. So it's a 10x increase. And now it has the advantage of it's easier to scale because your organic results are free. You have to do the work to rank, but you don't have to pay for the traffic that comes. This allows you to build a more profitable business, allowing you to potentially even earn a little bit less revenue, but pay yourself more money because you're not investing a huge amount of your revenue in an ad spend to drive traffic to your website. So the first thing, if you want to show up on Google, you need to be able to have SEO. If you want free traffic, you need to do SEO. If you want to be found on your social channels, you need to learn SEO as well, because your social channels are starting to use a lot of the same SEO tactics, especially keywords. So if you want to be able to show up on Instagram or YouTube or Pinterest, any of those sites, they're following SEO guidelines. They're starting to create their own SEO guidelines. And 9 times out of 10, their core focus is on keywords. So when you learn how to choose keywords from an SEO standpoint, you can apply that knowledge to your other marketing channels, to your social media marketing channels. Again, they're free traffic channels. You do have an option of doing paid traffic with your social channels. You have an option of doing paid traffic with Google, but you can use SEO to drive traffic from your social channels to your website. You can use SEO to drive traffic from Google to your website. This is why you need to do SEO as a small business owner. The next thing you may be aware of, you may not yet, Google has a new search generative experience. So when you go to Google now, if somebody is searching for an item, Google will often pull information up into the answer box at the top of the page, and they'll show 3 websites that they've pulled the data from, they've pulled the information from, and they've used AI to generate that answer. You need to do SEO to have a website that Google understands to increase your chances of showing up in that search generative area. So if you are concerned about the new Google and is this the end of SEO, and is it, it's not, okay? SEO is not dead. People have been saying SEO is dead for the 15 years that I've been in the industry. Every time there's a change, they say SEO is dead. They just like to say it. It's not. You need SEO more today than you did last week. You need it more now than you did 6 months ago. If you've not yet done SEO on your website, or you're not sure that you're doing it right, I want you to take the time to learn. You can get started with my free SEO class. You can find out about it on my website, etchedmarketing.com/freebies. Also, go ahead and get the SEO content quick start guide while you're there. Both of these are going to help you. I don't want you to continue being afraid of SEO, or to continue putting it off and saying, I'll learn it later, I'll learn it next year, I tried it, it didn't work. If you tried it and it didn't work, you probably made one of a couple really common, really simple errors. You either used the same keyword on all of your pages, which limits your success because Google's only going to show you on 2 pages, so only 2 times for any given keyword. So if you use the same keyword 10 different pages, you've limited your potential reach to 2. Whereas if you used 10 different keywords, you then would have 10 different opportunities to be found. That's one of the main issues. So that's one. Number 2 main issue is that you didn't actually do SEO. So you thought about it, or you had a website designed and your designer told you they did SEO, but there's no title tags, there's no meta descriptions, you have not updated your image file names, you have not put your keywords in your header tags, you've not done all the things that I teach you to do in the free class and in the SEO content quick start guide. The other issue is maybe you did it, but you chose the wrong keyword. You chose a keyword that you can't rank for, and that's why you're not getting results. So even if you do everything the right way, but you choose a keyword that your website cannot rank for, it's too competitive, then you're not going to get results, and you need to choose a different keyword. If you're not sure how to figure out if you can rank for a keyword or not, take the free class, because I'm going to teach you how to do that. And then go ahead and get signed up for Simple SEO Content so that I can help you with this. Join me in the paid class, learn how to do all of this, start to implement it so that you get results this time, because Google wants you to continue creating great content. There is a huge emphasis on content creation. We all know that we're supposed to be creating content each week. If you're tired of creating content that you feel like no one ever sees, did you know that 90% of the web pages get zero search traffic? 90%, you guys. If you want to get into that 10%, you have to do SEO and you have to do it the right way. And don't tell me that my niche is too competitive or I can't do it or it doesn't work in my field. Y'all, I have done SEO for more than 15 years now. Every kind of product imaginable, every kind of industry imaginable, from cosmetics to designer clothing to natural skincare products. I worked with a cannabis manufacturer at one point. Like, every industry can use SEO. Your online course business, your coaching business, your real estate business, everybody can benefit from it. As a small business owner, you need it so that you can scale your business and so that you can be found, because your ideal customer is not going to go digging for you on Google. They're going to click on the people that positions 1, 2, and 3. They're not going to go to page 2. 99.7% of all search traffic does not, that's a not, go to page 2, which means you have got to be on page 1 to get traffic and to get found by the right people. And the only way to get to page 1 is to do SEO using a keyword where your website has a really good chance of ranking on page 1. And I teach you how to do that. I show you the introduction to it in the free class. And then when you're ready, join me in Simple SEO Content and I can teach you exactly how to do it and give you feedback and help you to troubleshoot. I work with my students in there because I want them to succeed. All right. If you're a small business owner and you did not realize how important SEO was, but now you're ready to learn, you know what to do. Start with the freebies tab, etchedmarketing.com/freebies, and get signed up for Simple SEO Content, and we'll get you headed in the right direction. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.